Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Yeah, welcome along, folks. It is another episode of Glory Days, the PJ and Jim podcast. Thanks a million for hanging out with us wherever you are, whenever it is that you're listening to this. Actually, when we're recording this, right, this just so happens. I mean, obviously, you can listen to it whenever or wherever you want, but we're recording this just after the show on Thursday.
We are indeed.
Right, and we had a bit of a quandary during the course of the show because PJ came across a little story and we were debating whether or not to use it on the actual radio show. Now, most times, to be honest with you, there's no real sort of no-go areas.
Not really, although today it was me, for the first time ever, it was me that said, I don't think we should do this. Jim was like, go on. We'll find a way around it, he was going.
Well, he's just, we've had so many discussions on the radio show in various ways about various things that people do with their bodies.
Well, yeah, and this is the thing we were having. This is an actual chat we had today, right? Jim, I found a story about a fella who was so badly constipated he stuffed a needle up his arse to try and eat away the poo. And Jim was like, I think we can do that. I was like, I don't know if we can.
I genuinely thought we would find a way. I mean, I thought, you know, the whole Richard Gere thing with the hamster up the bottom thing.
That
was all fake and... You know, there was...
I don't think that's a story we'd be doing here either, that Richard Gere shoved a hamster in his bum. I don't think shoving things in your bum, especially this mad fella. So I do feel sorry for him. Really, like, when you think about what sort of a state, he must have been, like, bursting at the seams for a poo. Tried all the coffee, and you know the way all your mates are experts. I had that. Yeah, it was like a brick was coming out of me. I could feel the corners and everything of it. I could feel the corners and all. I was pushing.
None of my mates have ever said that to me. I just want you to know, you need to really, need to look long and hard at the associations and friends you have.
I suppose you live in the country. There's an abundance of fibre-based foods up there. Down here in the big smoke, people are eating a lot of extra.
You people with your soft foods.
Yeah.
You don't even eat granite, do you?
No, you don't even eat a bit. We have a bit of, concrete and chips and all on the way home from a match.
Wouldn't be a meal if there wasn't a few stones in
it. Yeah, if it wasn't like a bag of sand. You know, it'd be gravel. Gravy gravel. Yeah, so this guy...
Yeah, they are always telling you, but you're right, everybody has a solution.
They do,
just about any ailment. It wouldn't have to be kind of constipation. Somebody will always come along and go, oh, I tell you what, great for that.
Yeah, they do. Have you tried? Do you know what my granny does? Is she gets a carrot and she whatever it is. You know, they tell you mad stories.
Yeah.
And she
I don't want to know what
she gets a carrot and she blends it into a lotion or something. You know, all this sort of crap.
Yeah. And then she buries it in the garden and then she gets an owl and she plucks four feathers out of the owl.
And you have to squat on the owl's feathers while doing, you know, all this old nonsense. But this fella got into such a state that somehow he was lying in his gaff and he thought, there's an eel over there. Fuck it, I give it a shot.
What do you mean? He may not have been lying in his gaff when he spotted the eel.
Yeah, well, where he lives...
Would you have an eel in your gaff wherever he lives?
I don't know. Wherever he lives, he's over in China and somebody told him it was a folk remedy and he believed him.
Oh my God, so it was one of his mates?
It was one of his mates.
They walked up to him and said, do you know what you should do?
Yeah.
There's an eel, right?
Yeah, do you know what, my brother?
The one in the park there.
Yeah, there's an eel. Go down there, right, and fish out an eel and then go home. And bend over and shove him up your arse and he'll eat the poo. And he'll eat all the poo and be fine, no problem. And you'll be, tomorrow morning you'll be right as rain. Well, the thing, of course, didn't stop at the bum. It went all the way up into his stomach.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it went up to his stomach and it settled in his stomach. And then, of course, now he's had to have it surgically removed. He nearly killed himself. Like, he nearly died.
He is all right, though. He is alive, is he?
He's alive, he's grand.
I mean, not saying that's any form of justification. In case there's anybody there who's like, you know, loosely enough connected with reality to think that this is a good idea. Do not, under any circumstances, put any animals or things, any living thing up your bottom.
Don't eat anything. That's not a remedy. It's not a remedy. You don't put, I suppose you do get suppository. Do you ever have to do suppositories or anything like that?
Before operations and things, probably.
Well, I only had to do it once. It was like my hand was literally chasing me arse around the room for about a week. But anyway, different thing.
What do you mean?
You keep trying to run away from your own hand. Do you know what I mean? It's like the carrot and the stick with the donkey.
Oh, you know what sorry. I mean, when it comes to actually having to give yourself a suppository.
It's like you do about four laps of a room, and you're like, this is ridiculous. I'm literally running away from my own hand here. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That's a different thing. But like Jim says, there's nothing that don't put anything in there. A doctor doesn't tell you to put in there, and definitely not an eel. Fucking hell. this is the not the conversation I thought we were going to have.
And the other thing as well, apart from anything else, is, right, I don't know a lot about eels.
Okay? Yeah.
I'm not particularly interested. But I'm just saying, my image of an eel is that it's quite a slippery character.
I suppose he thought that was a benefit.
But how would you get an eel straight enough? You know what I mean? To get that going.
I know what you mean. To me, it feels like...
It's
like trying to play pool with a rope.
Yeah.
Right, like trying to get a rope and play a game of pool.
That's not working.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a feat of engineering.
So you have to encourage it. You probably have to get eel food and place it, you know, somewhere. For the eel to sort of go, yeah, I'll have a go at that.
Just start the ball rolling.
He'll start the ball rolling before the eel gets halfway up and goes, oh my God, that's a shite! and legs it out. You know, you probably have to do something like that. Because eels are probably pretty thick, you know. I've never heard of anyone training an eel.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, so you probably have to do, there's probably an encouragement thing. I know it's a day's work. It's at least a day's work. It's not like taking a pill and sitting down waiting and then... You have to take a laxative. Have you ever taken a laxative?
No.
Oh, gee, I had to do it. So you take a laxative and you think, nothing's happening. Nothing's happening, right? Yeah. You wait an hour or something. Like, oh my God, I'm going to die. I'm clogged up. So you take another one. And you know, you have to do things.
It's probably the bit where you made the mistake.
Oh, no, tells you if there's no movement, it says if there's no motion within the thing of whatever. And then you're like, geez, nothing's happening here. You take another one. And then it's like your bum just gets heavy all of a sudden and you have to run. You have to run. And I swear to God, it is. I remember, I took so many laxatives one time, me bum got a cough. Me bum was like, oh, jabbers. It was unbelievable. Like, you know, but it has to be done.
I'm finally going to say something to you now that I thought I wouldn't ever say, which was, PJ Gallagher, you were right.
I think
based on the way this conversation has gone, it's probably a good job we didn't do it
on the actual radio show. You wanted to do it. This is Jim.
I didn't think it was going to go quite this far.
Jim was literally like the proverbial eel in the bum. He just wanted to jump straight in, no problem. No, let's see what happens. We'll deal with it. Let's deal with the shit when we get there, he thought. That was it, no way.
Wow. Anyway, the stuff that we did do...
We're never going to be able to put this one out, that's for sure.
Never. The stuff we did do on the show, though, during the course of the week, we've got a few bits and pieces, some of the best bits for you to listen to the now after that.
Take your mind off those of you that are still listening.
Anyway, we did have a chat about men and women's voices, right? And the things that people find sexy. Nothing to do with sort of accents, you know, whether you've got a French accent or a Spanish accent or an Irish accent or any of that sort of stuff, or Kerry or Dublin or Cork or... It was to do with them. Well, it's a different thing, but anyway, we'll have a little listen in case you missed out on it. Also, we did have a discussion that did involve bottoms during the course of the week on the show.
Did we?
But thankfully, it wasn't. There was no eels involved in this.
Yeah.
It was just about what you wear in bed. In terms of those coverings.
Indeed, we did.
In that neck of the woods, so to speak. So you can have a listen to that again. There was a lot of abuse for me during the week. I mean, I know at this stage I shouldn't be surprised. But I did get a lot of stick, and all I did was wear a jumper one day, right? I thought it was a bit chilly, I wore a jumper.
Look at him.
I paid the price for it.
Carrying on like it's autumn or something.
And then, of course, speaking of weather-related things, we did have a discussion about the way they were naming the storms. They announced the list of the storm names for this year. That brought us to a whole new level of, well, our PJ Gallagher's suggestions of how they should be done in the future.
Oh, definitely how you should announce a storm, definitely.
Absolutely. So listen, have a little listen to that. We'll chat to you the other side.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
If you're a regular listener, by the way, to PJ and Jim, you'll know that in the true spirit of too much information.
Yes, indeed.
PJ and myself have often shared about our sleeping attire. Now, in my case, it's quite simple. There isn't any, right? It's unnatural for the sleeping attire.
It is definitely unnatural.
In PJ's case, it's the bizarre scenario of a T-shirt and a pair of socks.
Yeah, well, now, no, I don't wear socks.
Hang a second. You did say socks.
When I'm leaving the bedroom, I don't know, I just wear the T-shirt.
You said before it was T-shirt on the top, socks on the bottom, nothing in the middle. No, you're like a weird Willy sandwich.
Only culturies wear socks in bed. No, I didn't. Just a T-shirt and no pants.
Right. Well, either way, neither one of us apparently come out of this story particularly well.
No.
I tell you, if you thought the story about sex-crazed spiders invading your home was the thing you have to worry about most... Well, you get a load of this.
You're out of your mind. So sleeping completely in the nude is not the best idea at all, apparently. I don't sleep completely in the nude. I wear a T-shirt.
Yeah, that's not going to help with this.
It will scare a burglar. this doctor and surgeon and YouTuber, Dr. Anthony Youn, I think you pronounce it, Y-O-U-N.
Right.
He says there's an argument to be made for keeping your underpants on all night because in this video he says, right, the average person throughout the day farts roughly 15 to 25 times.
What?
Yeah, and that happens when you're sleeping. A lot of it happens when you're sleeping, right?
Right.
So you're asleep and when you're asleep, your orchestra is awake, basically, is what he's saying, right? and your orchestra is doing what it's doing. And this scientific study proves that every time you pass a bit of gas, every time you do a fart, basically, you're spraying a tiny amount of fecal matter.
Oh.
Or a bit of poo mist is flying around the place, right? and he's saying, basically, the only way to stop a bit of poo mist flying around the place is to keep pants on, like a mask. The way you can bring a mask on going to a shop.
Wow.
Your underpants are basically your bum mask, I suppose you'd call it.
That's incredible.
And shows that leaving your tidy whities on will catch all these particles. So for the sake of the person you may or may not be sharing a bed with,
right?
Please, he says, wear your underpants, because what you're doing is you're essentially sneezing open mouth. You know the way you'd be like, ah, poo. You wouldn't do that to someone in the bed.
No.
But you'd go, ah, pfft, no problem. And that's not fair. So he's saying you have to wear pants.
So yeah, so your T-shirt is not saving anybody.
No, my T-shirt's not saving anybody,
that's
no.
All right. I just want to establish that, because you made that sound as though you were going to have a go at me, where in actual fact, the area in question is exposed just as much for you.
Yeah.
Such as shoulders that are doing any damage.
Unfortunately, that's true. Unfortunately, I'm probably
unless
making...
Unless it's an extremely long T-shirt. Unless you wear one of those wee willy winky full night right. shorts, do you?
A night dress. I'd love a night dress. I've always said I think I'd love a night dress. It's perfect for the way I like to go to bed.
All right.
You know, a little night dress. I put on me nightie.
Why don't we get you one of those little hat things, you know, those little bobbly hat things that fall over.
Little Ebenezer Scrooge.
Exactly.
Yeah,
oh my God, that would be so appropriate. Ebenezer Scrooge.
I'd love
for
that.
You.
But I always wondered what happened to the humble nightie. The nightie is the best way to go to bed.
But do you not find the clothes just get like, they get caught when you turn and everything, they catch under you and all of that.
The underpants do, they get into
everything
knots.
Everything does.
I'm all right up top. From the waist up, nothing gets knotted. From the waist down, everything starts to tie itself into knots. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I guess there's too much going on down there.
And then, and I suppose there's the heat aspect.
There's the heat aspect, and then there's the roll, and then one leg in, one leg out, and then you jump back in, and everything goes thing. And then next thing, as we've just heard, the orchestra starts playing and starts tuning up. All that, you know. There's a lot going on that doesn't happen up top. So that's why I think a night dress would be the best way to go.
That's the way. It's within an area. May not be fully confined, but at least it's kept within
an
area.
It's the orchestra pit.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Yeah.
And you know the way often, and when we talk about kind of like, you know, sexiness.
Yes.
There's often the thing about accents.
There it is.
You know, there's been that thing about Irish accents, which ones are sexy, which ones are not. Like, sometimes people like the ones, the lilt from the north, or maybe the Kerry lilt, or something like that.
All of that sort of carry on.
Forget it all, apparently.
Forget it all.
Nothing to do with the accent bit.
It's all to do with... I had no idea I was so sexy, Jim.
Really?
I had no idea I was such a sexy fiend.
It's come as a shock to you,
It's come
it?
As a shock to me. Apparently men... Yeah, you might want to start doing a bit of what I do. I'm mumbling a little bit more if you want to make yourself more attractive to the female of the species.
Right.
So they say that if you want a successful date, mumble. Speaking less clearly is seen as attractive by women because it's linked to being macho. That's the new claim in the new study.
Mumbling.
Mumbling.
So if they can't make out what you... Mind you, that's probably a good thing. If they can't make out what you're saying, that's... I can see where the benefits of that would be.
Imagine, I'd be on a date and all about, and you know what I mean? And she'd be like, what are you saying? I said, see, Bo's drew Manute in the cup. She'd be like, oh, what are you talking about? Yeah. What are you on about?
So, like, if you're mumbling away and you're actually mumbling about Bowes getting Manute in the cup,
yeah.
In her mind, she's, I can't make out what he's saying. I'd say it's probably nice, though. He's probably.
It's obviously he's.
He's obviously very deep. And,
yeah.
And
look, he's really struggling with expressing his feelings towards me because he's so overwhelmed by them.
That's it.
You know, I mean, they're going, do you like those chips? Yeah. They do the deadliest.
Yeah, are you gonna eat the rest of that? Eat the rest of that burger, are you?
Oh yeah, okay. You can laugh and all, but I'm serious. You've eaten yet last chicken wing or anything? No.
But you apparently know. Now, listen. If you are, as PJ referred to it earlier, the female of the species. Don't assume that the same applies to you.
It doesn't at all.
It's the reverse. In fact,
it's the reverse. They call it. There's a name for it. Voice dimorphism or something like that is the name for it. So men are completely the opposite. So men, on the other hand, they find very clear pronunciation, like Elizabeth Hurley's accents, you know, that sort of thing. They find that attractive because it indicates femininity, apparently. So one is macho, one is feminine, and women tend to produce speech that is more sort of, they say, the technical term they use is acoustically and phonetically more distinct than males. And so then we find that attractive, apparently.
A mumbling man and a well-spoken female.
That is the perfect match.
The perfect match.
That's macho
that's
man.
That's interesting. And would that work for you?
Yeah, I don't care about the accent. I care about the volume. I'll be honest with you, that's what I care about.
The volume.
Volume is my no-no, right? Because I don't mind if someone is
so
like...
So you don't mind if you're chatting to a lady and she's like, how are you, PJ? Or if she's like, hello, PJ.
You see, both of those. Yeah.
It's just as long as they say it low
level. Don't be loud. That's all I care. So I like that. You know what I mean? If I was living with someone and she was like, come here, and they tell you, you're blind, should have seen your woman over there. Or he was about to smack her over the head with a car door. Whatever, you know, I'd be like, Grant, very nice. And this is a lovely story. Yeah. Thank you, love, for telling me the story.
Right.
And the same person could be like, you know, our neighbours really are the most intolerable fools. I'd be like, this is Grant.
Right. It's just as long as they're it's not too loud.
Yeah. If I don't get home after, you know, a day's work and it's, come here, you, I want to talk to you. Oh, jeepers.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Today's a significant day for me.
Why, what's that? Why?
It's first jumper day of the new season.
Was it jumper day?
First jumper day. I've worn a jumper today for the first time.
Coming in the car now?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's significant.
Significant, yeah, I know.
It is, considering that he has a natural jumper on anyway.
Oh, it'll never go away.
You know the way, Jim, we've gone out with Jim before, and he hasn't worn a top at all. He's just shaved his arms from halfway down and stuck a little crest into the fur on his chest. And people are there like, oh my God, where'd you get that jumper?
Wow.
It's beautiful.
Is that mohair?
They're like, that's just amazing. And Jim's
or cashmere.
Jim's there, it's, yes, actually, full gorilla hair jumper that I grew myself in. People are like, where did I get one of them? You go, trust me.
They're very rare.
You haven't a chance.
Unbelievable. Also, Phil I Am has been on. He's on a Christmas kick as well. Look at this. Morning, guys. Speaking of Christmas, well, my God, he's really thinking ahead.
What?
Wants to know, will you be doing your Christmas morning show?
I don't think so, Phil.
It's... Oh my God.
We'll
this
see.
Is incredible.
We'll
I can't
see.
Believe it. It's literally the 31st of August. We've got rakes of WhatsApp in about Christmas related stuff.
And
what's going on, people?
Yeah, see, Phil, Collie, and whoever else.
Dave.
And Dave. The whole lot of you. Fartacacks. Go off now. We can have, there's a long time. Don't be starting all this absolute nonsense now.
What a carry on. Morning to you, John. Morning to, who's this? Always stick your name on, it makes life easier for me. Jared, morning to you, sir.
Hey, Jared.
Fergal, I see, is on. Alan in Dublin is on. He was enjoying the what do you call it, squeeze tune that we played a little bit earlier.
Oh, what a tune.
Incredible. There's Elf Terry. Elf Terry was on. He just wanted to wish his little baller, as he calls her, Abby, a speedy recovery. Oh my God, she had COVID.
Well, I'm glad she's all right.
Yeah. And says, this pic is for PJ.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's Bradley, the Shamrock Rovers manager.
Oh, right.
That she
okay.
has, yeah, so he's...
Is Elf Terry a Shamrock Rovers fan as well?
I don't think so. I think he just likes... I think he's just putting in the rub, is he?
I don't know. Will you let us know? Because that would be amazing now. If Elf Terry turns out to be both a Liverpool and Shamrock Rovers supporter.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not
sure. Somebody else who is your nemesis.
Elf Terry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a gas thing though. Elf Terry's actually a very, very nice fella.
Yeah, yeah, we know him years.
So there's obviously something wrong with him. We'll find out eventually. Because there's no way he can be into so many things that are despicable.
And Freckle has been on to say, go away with that, PJ. Daniel James will become a better player under God.
Under God?
As in Marcello Bielsa.
I was going to say Bella. As if that Bella's his name. Bella's your man from Fair City.
I was going to say, yeah, yeah. See, your man Bella is managing Leeds now. See, your man out of Fair City.
Well, he'd be as good as Daniel James.
Anyway, listen. Oh my God, people are certainly going for this morning. Look, there's still more Christmas stuff going in. What's that about?
What is happening with you? What are you all doing this now?
I don't know.
One dark morning. Jim wears a jumper once. It's actually his fault. Walking in here.
Why, just because I wore a jumper?
You probably decorated it in fairy lights to make an occasion of it.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Also, of course, you may have heard there with Tara in the news about the list of storm names has been released as well for, well, for next year's or this year or 21, storm season.
For the rest of this year, really. Like
just something. We never used to have storm names. There was
never.
Always like, you know, things in the past were always like the big snow of 80 something or the...
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
Or like that mad storm in... Like, no, I don't remember. And it seems ever since we started naming them, we have more of them.
More of them, and they're worse than ever is what it feels like.
Yeah.
And I know Tara was doing the story there, and is it Evan Cusick that was on saying, it's proven that we pay more attention to them now that they have names on them and all. I don't know about that. And also, if that's the case, then just keep them with the same names every year. Like, the worst storm should be called the Colomini storm. And then as it's coming, the government should play, red alert! Red alert! You know, then you'd know this is a real bad one.
Sometimes the storm names have very mild names.
Did you? Yeah. And now
you know what I mean? And you're like, if sort, you know...
Like Kevin.
If Storm Penelope was... Like, you wouldn't be... You wouldn't be exactly shaking in your boots.
No, and then Storm Penelope.
And maybe you should be.
And maybe you should be. Maybe Storm Penelope is blowing the chimney off you.
Exactly.
You know, getting it off your house is what it meant, obviously. But there's new names are.
Yeah, just to point out, that was not a euphemism from
me. At all. At all. So there's like loads of names. They're going with the Irish stuff.
Right.
So Barra, short for Finbar, is one that's been picked. Maeve, which has been picked. Paul, you know Paul. P-O-L.
I
haven't saw that name since I was in school. Paul and August Ludo, August Niamh. Do you remember those in the books?
No.
That's how I learned Irish. I learned the names and I didn't know any of the words.
Wow,
I still don't.
That's worked out well for you.
Also, Sean. Sean's another one that doesn't sound like a dangerous storm.
Storm Sean.
You know, to me that sounds like it had to be a strong wind.
He sounds like, it's somebody you could reason with.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
And that's, I don't know if that's a good idea. But this thing with the storm stuff, like, it does it. I know global warming and all that, but, like, it does feel like we've an awful lot more. Every second week somebody's talking about the arrival of some storm or other.
I know,
does it
yeah.
warrant being called a storm?
I don't
if
know.
If it's just a very large breeze.
That's what happens. They go, Storm Sean is on the way, and Storm Sean is a Category 3. It's a real blower, don't you know? Don't go out. Be very, very careful. For whatever you do, for the love of God, don't cycle. You'll be out of your mind. You'll be blown in. And then it comes, and it's a bit windy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit windy. That's what's been happening. And you start just not... trust this anymore.
Yeah, consider... Okay, and I'm not saying this was a good thing, but considering your father put you out in a storm with pieces of roof.
Hurricane Charlie.
Sellotape to your arms to try and help you to fly.
Ah, no, come on. He wasn't that irresponsible. He didn't say, they weren't sellotaped. He just says, just keep flapping them until you take off. He left me to be old devices.
So times have changed. I think if we're going to start naming storms and things, why can't they have nicknames?
Exactly. That's what you need to do. You need to make them sound like what they are.
Yeah. So, no, but I mean, even just if you're going to have a bit of crack with them, why can't you have Storm Whacker?
Yeah.
Or Storm the Bomber. Imagine that. That'd
Jesus,
be a hell of a storm.
No storm is as bad as that. No storm is as bad as that.
Yeah,
exactly. I think wrestlers'
storm
names.
Storm Nixie.
Yeah, wrestler names, that's the way it should go, I think.
Wrestler names.
Yeah, so you'd be like, even on the weather, they'd be like, you come on, and the weather person would be there going, coming up, we got Kieran the Catastrophe.
Storm Kieran the Catastrophe.
Storm Kieran the Catastrophe McWilliams. Coming in from the east and in the west, blowing in at a speed of 132 miles an hour.
we have Harry the Hooligan Hurricane. And you'd be taking them very serious.
That would make for a much more entertaining weather forecast.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't see Joan Cusack or Evelyn Cusack or whatever they're called. I can't see them doing that.
But then
with the full announcer voice.
Oh, it'd be brilliant.
Mind you, can we not do
blowing in from Longford at a speed of 300 miles an hour, weighing in with three cows, two houses, and a barge been blown away. This is Jimmy the Jumpin' Jeepers. Storm Force 5.
You'd be like, this is serious business.
Either that or just do the ones that they, like the stupid ones that they did when they were asked to name that boat. Remember, it was Boaty McBoatface.
Yeah.
So just have storms that are called Windy Mac Windstorm.
Imagine, yeah, you'd be like, Windy Mac Windstorm. This sounds really never take them seriously. Sure you wouldn't?
No, that'd be amazing. Yeah.
Rainy Mac Puddle Pants is coming. You'd be like, what's that? It's very serious, you know.
No, honestly, this could be devastation. And it's called Rainy McPuddle Pants.
That's what they're saying about it.
That's the name of the hurricane.
Yeah. Three boats have gone missing already.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There you go, folks. Some of the best bits from during the week on Glory Days. The PJ and Jim podcast here. Thanks a million for hanging out with us. And I think it's fair to say, if you've been with us from the start of this particular podcast, I think it's fair to say the bits that you heard that were from the actual show were probably right by comparison to the one that we were debating putting on at the very start.
I think we made a wise choice by not doing that first.
You must be getting a bit older and wiser. It's not like you normally. I mean, I can't believe that I was the one encouraging you to do that original eel up the bottom story.
I know.
You were the voice of reason here, PJ. How does that feel? You were the voice of reason, the voice of caution, the voice of no.
I know. To be honest, I feel like an out-of-place eel. I do. It's unnatural for me.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not a comfortable
position. I don't like being the responsible one.
It's just, I can imagine you when you were younger. It doesn't seem to me like in a group of friends that, you know, when lads were dreaming up ridiculous plans of what to do and get into mischief, that you were the one going, now hold on a second, lads.
Calm down.
Let's think about this. You know, let's think about our future here and what impact it might have on us.
I know, it was the other way around. Normally one of the lads would go, now hold on, this could get us into trouble. I'd be like, what can? What can? What is it? What are you talking about? It sounds like it's crack anyway.
Yeah, let's do that.
Whatever that one is, we're doing it. That's the one we're doing, right? Okay, everybody's in, right? Everybody heard it.
Wow.
It was his idea. I'll be there. It was his idea. Yeah, but he said not to do it. Still, he put it in our heads. We're doing his idea.
I'm surprised, actually, you didn't take that approach to the eel up the bottom story.
Just do the story and go. Okay. And I'd just like to remind everyone that was Jim's idea. I actually told him this is a bad idea. But he said, no, we're going out. I says, grand, I'm with you. You're in charge. You take the blame.
Brilliant. On that note, let's get out of here for another week, shall we?
Oh, God.
And let's forget we ever discussed eels.
Anything
and
at all. Yeah, keep your hands to yourself and enjoy your weekend.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.